Evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Joining me tonight, we got Devin.
Hey, everybody. I'm Devin. How's it going? Fuck GNC.
I was going to say, Devin's very pissed at GNC. And we have a very special guest with us again tonight. We have Mr. Ross Malcolm Boyd.
Hello!
You know, Ross, you just cut out because you yelled too loud and you peaked.
Right.
One of these days, when we get you in a spot where you have like flawless audio and internet and stuff, when you're not traveling around the countryside, I'm gonna have you actually like start singing along in the intro music, but just slightly off, so that way it's like almost like an echo.
Yeah, I can do that.
It'll really confuse people.
That'll be cool.
All right, so I'm going to preface tonight's episode with just the fact that I'm going to insert some links under the description where our links to our Twitters are, to cited sources where I pulled the information personally for tonight's episode. Just in case, because these episodes can get kind of tricky as far as just facts and what people believe and don't believe, or what are facts and what aren't. But you'll see and you'll understand here in a moment. But first, Ross, I'm going to tell you a little bit of stuff. And Devin.
I hope you would.
Dan Jurgens. Okay, he's a comic writer and an artist, known for his work on the DC storyline for the death of Superman, creating such characters as Doomsday, Hank Henshaw, aka Cyborg Superman, along with working at Marvel on titles like Captain America, The Sensational Spider-Man, and he was even a writer for Thor for 6 years. Tonight, we're going to talk about one of his other pieces of work.
Other
pieces of work. Created by Dan Jurgens in February. Huh?
Warlord.
No.
That's who it is.
No.
It's a sword and sorcery character appearing in American comic books published by DC Comics. Created by Mike Glell, but Jurgens had a role in that too.
Listen, it's not what we're here for.
Oh.
Created by Dan Jurgens in February of 1986, being the first significant new character introduced into the DC Universe continuity after Crisis on Infinite Earths, appearing in issue number one. It was his first appearance, issue number one, of his own comic book, Booster Gold. I'm not going to let you guess. No, I'm not letting you drag this shit out longer than it has to be. Listen, listeners, okay? I'm doing this episode as a punishment. I'm not going to lie, okay? I stated, because everybody else was like, for the Christmas live stream that just went by, okay? They were all like, oh, if we hit $1,000, Tamara's going to play Cuphead, which is this game on Steam or whatever. It looks fucking awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it looks... And it does not look nearly as hard as people make it out to be, but sure.
It is. I'm just waiting for them to put it out on Switch, because frankly, it should have been put out on Switch from the beginning.
So Tamara's punishment was, I'm going to go play this video game called Cuphead. John's punishment, he had to dye his hair red and green. Edquist's punishment was he had to play Dead by Daylight, because that's, you know, everybody knows Edquist. He loves Dead by Daylight. He had to play a Dead by Daylight as a survivor for one stream, using no perks, no item add-ons, no offerings, no nothing, which I joined him in. So this is really my second punishment that I'm doing. He also had to play Dead by Daylight as a killer with no perks. And he hates playing killers. I said, yeah, hey, if we reach this, you know, X goal, I'll do a Simply Unprofessional on Booster Gold. Because everybody knows, you know, my sign-off at the end of almost every episode of Simply Unprofessional is fuck Booster Gold. Well, I not only did I promise to do an episode on Booster Gold, I promised that it would not just be an entire Simply Unprofessional episode of me shitting on Booster Gold, and that I would actually try to do it justice. So this is me trying, and this is going to be me warning you, Ross, not to drag this shit out. I will turn this bus around.
Okay. I think I'm totally with you. I should preface this by saying that I have nothing against Booster Gold, but like I'm not like a super fan. I don't follow his work. I don't follow his adventures. But I think to get the best understanding that we possibly can of this character, I think we should start off with a little bit of history about its creator, Dan Jurgens. He went to Minneapolis College of Art and Design in 1981. So that's only like 5 years before he created Booster Gold. Like, this is like, it's kind of cool. His first professional comic work for DC Comics was the aforementioned Warlord number 63. He did that in 1982. He was hired to do a recommendation of Warlord creator Mike Grell, who was deeply impressed by Jurgens' work after being shown his private portfolio at convention. Then in 1984, Jurgens was the artist for Sun Devils, a limited series that ran from July of 1984 to June of 1985 with writers Jerry Conway and Ray Thomas.
Did you ever read any of those comics?
No.
They were actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I had some growing up. Anyway, keep going. Don't laugh at me. Are you laughing? He is laughing, folks. He's laughing at the fact that I owned a Dan Jurgens comic. I'll have you know, I went to Gen Con and I was given a Booster Gold comic, which is also Dan Jurgens. So, and I actually, not only did I own Dan Jurgens comics, I own a Booster Gold comic.
Yay!
Thanks, Kurt. Thanks, Kurt. That's all I
got to say. If you'd like, I know we're pressed for time, so if you'd like, I can continue reading.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I just you had mentioned the Sun Devils comics, and I just wanted to see if you. I wanted to know if you had ever read them or not.
No, I never read them.
Nope.
All right. Fine. Jurgens would make his debut as a comic book writer with Sun Devils. Okay. He began skating from Conway's pilot. I'm reading this off of Wikipedia, with number 8, February 1985, and took over for the writing duties in the title with number 10, that was in April of 85. Also in 85, Jurgens created the character, guess who? Was one of the contributors to the DC Challenge Limited Series in 1986. His first work on Superman was as a penciler for The Adventures of Superman Annual No. 1 in 1987. And in 88, Jurgens provided pencil art for the Dead Man short stories, which were written by Mike Baron in the short-lived anthology Action Comics Weekly from issues 601 to 612. He then had a run as an artist of Green Arrow with writer Mike Grell from 88 to 90. 89, Jurgens began working full-time on the Superman character when he took over the writing and penciling of the monthly The Adventures of Superman.
Dude, I can honestly tell you, if you go, you don't even have to go to the Wikipedia for that. Like, if you go to the DNC, I think it's the DC database website, right? Yes. And you type in Dan Jurgens, it'll show you all of the people that he's created or helped create. Yeah. This guy has had his hand in so many different pies as far as characters go. Like iconic characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I give him credit. He has a very robust and impressive, you know, portfolio, like a work history. Like he's good at what he does.
Yeah, he's done some stuff. He's no slouch.
Now, let's get back to tonight's actual.
That was just the 1980s. You want me to go into the 90s?
No, let's not. We're gonna dive back into Booster Gold now.
Oh, Ross. Okay. I just thought you might want to, like, you know, stretch for time or whatever.
Listen, Ross Malcolm Boyd.
Yes.
Michael John Carter. See what I did there? So Michael John Carter, a.k.a. Booster Gold, was born December 29th, 2442. Okay, him in the future. Him a future baby. Along with his twin sister, Michelle Carter, in 25th century Gotham City. So he was born in Gotham City. To a loving mother, Ellen Carter, and irresponsible deadbeat dad, Jonar Connor Carter. God, that's a tongue twister. It's, all right, let's hear, it's J-O-N-A-R Carter.
Like Jonar.
Jonar Carter.
Jonar.
Now, some people are going to be like, oh, well, you said his mother, their mother was loving. How come you called their dad irresponsible and a deadbeat? Well, on their fourth birthday, their father left home to pursue his true love and his true calling, gambling.
Yay!
And in doing so, left behind a huge debt in his wake for his already struggling family.
That's a pastime that his son Michael will eventually pick up, right?
It is. Now, growing up poor, Michael managed to get into college on a scholarship and become a star quarterback for the Gotham University football team. His nickname on the football team, Booster. Now, here's where the time kind of... This is where I've read two different things in my research on this, okay? So like I said, when you start talking about comic book characters, things can get kind of tricky because they've passed through different writers and different people rewrite their origin stories. So it's hard to tell which one's which. So I'm going to read both statements and you can just choose which one you like better. It'll be like a choose your own adventure book at this point.
That's cool.
So first is his mother suffering from a debilitating disease that required a treatment that the family could not afford, forced Michael to turn to the same vice as his father, and he started betting on his football games and then purposely throwing games in order to earn the money for the treatment. Now, after his mother was cured of this disease, Michael was arrested and put in jail for gambling, instantly breaking his mother's heart. Now, the opposite side of this that I've read was that his father re-entered his life and convinced him to deliberately lose games for gambling purposes, and then he was exposed, disgraced, and expelled from college. So those are the two different ways that he essentially got kicked out of college and became a loser.
A night watchman.
Yeah. Well, I just wrote on my next sentence, either way, he becomes a night watchman. Either way. See, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Right out of your mouth.
Either way, he becomes a night watchman at the Metropolis Space Museum, where he studies and sees exhibits and images and gadgets from 20th century heroes that are, in his time period, legends. And he decides he's going to change his life and become a superhero. And his first order of superhero-ness? Theft. Because every good superhero needs to steal once in a while, I guess.
Start off strong.
Now, with the help of a security robot named Skeets, which... Now, part of my research into this, I will say, I watched Booster Gold's intro episode of Justice League. I want to say it was Justice League Unlimited.
I think that's what it was. That's what I remember. But I could.
It was the animated Justice League cartoon. I know that.
There were two. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was now off the top of my head.
I think it was because Unlimited introduced like tons of characters. Like the first episode of Unlimited was. Green Arrow.
Right. But having watched that episode and doing a little bit of research and reading a couple of the comics, I do really I enjoy Skeets. Skeets is a fun character. It's essentially future Google, like AI Google, I guess. You'll understand what I mean by future Google in a minute. So, with the help of a security robot named Skeets, Booster steals devices from a museum, from museum displays, including a Legion of Superheroes flight ring, Brainiac 5's force field belt, and he uses Rip Hunter's time sphere, which was also on display at the museum, to travel back to the 20th century, where all these iconic superheroes were from, intent on becoming a superhero and forming a corporation based around himself to make a comfortable living. So he's doing all this for profit. He is a shameless self-promoter whose obsession with fame and wealth literally irritates everybody. Now, listeners, you might say, Webby, we just heard you say that you were going to do an episode not shitting on Booster Gold. I'm not. I'm doing this justice. Okay? You don't believe me? Go read the wiki. Okay? That is his character. He's the guy who would get endorsed by Pepsi if he could, to go out there and rescue a cat from a burning building and stick around to sign autographs. That's his whole big thing. He's essentially, he travels back in time and using Skeets figures out and puts himself into opportune moments to become a superhero. So he realizes, oh, hey, at this time, there's going to be a big fire over at that building, so I'm going to make sure I'm there to start pulling people out to safety. You know what I mean?
So, yes, yes. Also, in fairness, does Boost Gold's character remain this way throughout his arc?
We'll get to that.
Okay, all right.
We will get to that. I'm saying, as of right now, to this point, this is how his character is. Okay?
I'm also thinking of Skeets right now, and, like, the future Google, and I'm thinking, like, Skeets is Alexa, and I just want to try something. Can I try something?
Okay.
Okay. Alexa, buy toilet paper. I just want to see if that does anything. So, if any of your listeners... get some toilet paper. That'd be fun.
Okay, now I want you to do this again. I want you to say the same thing. Okay, yep. But say it in just give me 1 minute. Listeners, if you own the Alexa device, turn up the volume to Simply Unprofessional, put it closer to Alexa, and allow Ross to speak to your Alexa. Go ahead, Ross.
Alexa, buy toilet paper.
There we go. We're gonna get a shit ton of like angry emails saying, "Oh my god, she really did buy toilet paper. I didn't need toilet paper." Blah blah blah. I'm gonna be like, "Ha ha ha."
Well, we got a shit ton of emails. At least we'll have the toilet paper to clean it up.
That's right. Oh, puns. All right. So when he traveled back to the 20th century, Ross and Devin, I know yes. Devin is still there. He did have to step away to call GNC headquarters because he is livid with GNC right now, people. GNC is the new Karen of Subway.
I don't understand why people at GNC would want to fuck with people who shop at GNC.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if you've seen people who
walk into GNC. Yeah, their arms are like the size of a truck.
Yeah.
I know.
So, anyway.
All right. So, Ross, when he travels back to the 20th century to become a superhero, yeah. he starts originally, he calls himself Gold Star. That's his chosen name. That he was going to choose. That's what he was going to choose for himself. Okay. Now, after what's that?
Something went horribly awry.
It did. Now, after saving the president, Ronald Reagan. Okay. Carter mangled the two names, both his nickname of Booster from football and Gold Star, causing the president to introduce him as Booster Gold. Now that
yeah, he's all like,
what's that?
He was all like, the president was all like, "What should I call you, son?" And he's like, "Booster." I mean, no, Gold. Booster Gold.
Booster. Yes, exactly. It's exactly how that works. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan. He was a busy man, and he's just like, "What do I call you?" All right, those are the first two words out of your mouth. That's what we're doing.
Hot jelly beans to eat.
So, essentially, Booster Gold, that name stuck, and then it became a running joke throughout the DC universe that people always ended up calling him Buster. Now, that's a callback to either last week or the week before, when me and Devin talked about Buster Brown shoes, which is very creepy, and Ross, you need to Google Buster Brown shoes.
I am going to do that.
Okay, because it is nightmare fuel to the face. Now.
Which episode did you guys talk about this?
I want to say it was the Buster Scruggs episode, actually. So, might have been a week or two ago.
Holy shit, what is that?
Right? And her dog. Dude, look at the dog. The dog looks equally as creepy.
Oh my god! Oh, the winking picture is terrible. Oh.
It's bad.
All right. That's bad. All right, I'm closing that. I'm getting out of there.
All right. So, moving forward, during his career, his sister, his twin sister, we haven't forgotten her yet.
I haven't.
You have?
I have not.
Oh, no. You have not. Well, his twin sister, what was her name, Ross? You forgot about her already.
No.
Yep. No. Too late. You forgot. It's Michelle. His name's Michael. Her name's Michelle. They're twins. His sister, Michelle Carter, powered by a magnetic suit, follows in his footsteps as a super heroine called Gold Star. So she steals his name. Long story short, actually it wasn't a long story, it was a pretty short story. Booster's devastated when she dies battling creatures from another dimension. And amassing a small fortune, Booster founds Gold Star Inc., which later becomes Booster Gold International. Which is a corporation. Then he essentially joins the Justice League. You know, he's kind of the whipping boy of the Justice League. Like, I remember I was watching an animated Batman cartoon or something, and It was Batman and Nightwing, or Batman and Robin in the Batmobile. I think it was Nightwing, and Booster Gold calls them on the comms, and Nightwing, I think Batman got in on it too, but they were like crumpling a piece of paper or something, and they're like, "Oh, we can't hear you, Booster. Sorry, there's a bad connection," and then they hung up on him. So, I mean, he is kind of the whipping boy, but I mean, you know, what does he expect when his original intentions was to come back to be a superhero to earn fame and fortune, essentially. Other people become superheroes for more, you know, Boy Scoutish reasons, mm-hmm. you know, to actually do good. Others, like Batman, are kind of forced into it by driven by revenge, and then they just don't know how to get out of it at some point. They're like, "Oh, why did I start doing this? Now I can't stop, or else the whole fucking city goes to shit." And it's even worse because I live here. I can't let this happen. You know? So essentially, I think... And I will quote, I mean, I'm not going to quote because I don't remember exactly how he worded it, but I will say that Raffi, the person who originally sprouted this Booster Gold War between myself and him. I went to him. I asked him, hey, I said, hey, I'm going to be doing a Booster Gold episode. I want to do it justice. You know, what are some key points that I can hit? You know? And he was more than willing to help out, obviously. But, I mean, one thing that he said was Booster Gold was essentially originally created to be the, not the anti-Superman, but like the opposite side to Superman. Like, Superman is a Boy Scout hero who does good for doing good's sake. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas Booster wants to be good, and he tries to do good for fame and for money. Right. You know, so he does good for all the wrong reasons.
Right. And I think that's interesting on a couple levels, like, cause it's interesting that he would be created as the opposite of Superman, by the writer who killed Superman.
Right. Yeah.
Which is fun. Yeah. But also, like, I really like the thing that I really like about not like the thing that I like about the character is there is so much potential there for storytelling. Again, I haven't read or seen enough work of Booster Gold to be able to say, oh, this is like definitive. If you read this, you'll understand Booster Gold. I can't point to his appearances in Justice League Unlimited and in Batman the Brave and the Bold. Batman Brave and the Bold, beginning to end. Like, watch that show. It's amazing. Ambush Bug even shows up in the very last episode. Like, anybody who's anybody, and not so much anybody in the DC universe, makes a cameo in that show. It's just fabulous. But I love the potential of the character being a guy who comes from like an unstable past, ends up in this position.
In this case.
Oh, right, exactly. Exactly. Good point. you know, and kind of has these problems. Like, you know, you could even take the genetic tendencies of his father that he inherited. Like, he can't help himself but to right. do some of this stuff. And the possibilities to create an arc with this character is really, really cool. I think it's on paper at least, it's a lot more interesting than a super powerful guy who can defeat any foe and like you said is the Boy Scout who's like good through and through and will bring things to justice.
I agree.
Conflict in your protagonist is really, really interesting. That being said, I can't attest to whether or not that story has been executed terribly well.
Right. And, like, I'll agree. Like, okay, Booster Gold, as a character, like you said, has a lot of potential for good story writing. You know, good story lines and good story arcs, you know?
Yeah.
I give it that because, I mean, he's literally that character that seems to be everywhere. Every time there's a storyline going on, he's somewhere involved or somehow involved.
Right.
And the thing is, like, all right, so, you know, you can shit on the the actual character of a person by saying, okay, well, he wants to be a superhero, but he did so by stealing a bunch of shit from a museum. Okay, and then, oh, well, he wants to travel back in time when the age of superheroes was, you know, more prominent, and these huge, big, heavy-hitting legends like the Babe Ruths of superheroes were, and he wants to, you know, roll with them to become super famous and earn lots of money. Well, you talk to anybody. We've answered this question on Simply Unprofessional before. What would you do with superpowers? You know, depending on the superpower. A lot of people, one of their first things is, oh, yeah, we'd go and fucking get some money. You know, because, I mean, we're in a position in our lives where, I'm sorry, but literally money talks. Like, you know, they say money can't buy happiness, but it can buy you lots of things that'll put a smile on your face. I'll say that. Okay. But, like, when I answered that question, oh, what would I do if I had superpowers? Like, if I had the Flash's super speed, right? There's no qualms about it. I would not be a superhero. I'd be a fucking villain. Like, Like, I would be so irresponsible with superpowers. Like, are you joking? So, like, I can't necessarily, like, fault, you know, Michael John Carter for wanting to go into the past to make his future better, I guess. You know? But, I mean, yeah. That's all I'll say for that.
Fair.
Okay. And
where do we leave off with his history?
He joins the Justice League. Mm-hmm. That's where we left off. Perfect. Now, during his stint with the Justice League, there's only a couple key points that I really want to point out here that I've made a personal note of. Now, listen, listeners, I'm not going to go through every single fucking DC storyline that Booster Gold's been part of, because he's been part of a lot of them. We will hit some key points, and we're already coming up on a half hour. That's not a lot. It feels longer than that.
The 1990s in Jurgens.
No, I don't want you to go back to Jurgens. Anyway, so Booster Gold is frequently partnered with a fellow Justice League member, the Blue Beetle. I don't remember this particular version of the Blue Beetle's real name, Devin Wood. Devin actually really likes the Blue Beetle. I don't know enough about the character. I don't dislike the Blue Beetle. I just don't know enough about him. And if I'm going to watch a cartoon or read a comic book about somebody walking around in a blue insect uniform, it's going to be the Tick.
Fair.
So,
very fair.
Yeah.
But Blue Beetle's pretty cool. The version that I'm familiar with, and I can't remember his name either, but he's like a teenage kid who ends up with this alien suit that has its own sentience. And like,
see, I think that's the second Blue Beetle. Original Blue Beetle.
Right, yeah.
We really need Devin to pop back in. And just shout out a name that Blue Beetle would go by, if not by Blue Beetle.
Oh, God.
I mean, I guess I can just really quickly scroll up on this Wikipedia.
Like Theodore Stephen Ted Cord.
Like, oh, it is Ted Cord. It is Ted Cord.
Ted Cord.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Ted Cord. All right. Anyway, I promise you, listeners, Devin is on the call. He's just literally on another call sorting out some shit.
Screaming at GNC, flexing his muscles. Pictures of his arms. He's sending pictures of his guts to GNC.
He's like, you don't want no part of this, because if I have to come down there, Karen from Subway is going to get scared.
This motherfucker right here, that's got a twin brother. You do not want to deal with the twins.
All right. So, Ross, he partners with Blue Beetle a lot. Okay?
Yeah.
They become best friends. They do. Now, the duo's notable appearances... Now, obviously, there are going to be other notable appearances, but I'm pulling this straight from the wiki, folks. Go wiki it. The duo's notable appearances include a stint as superhero repo men and as the minds behind the construction of a gaming resort, Club JLI, which is on the living island of Kui Kui Kui.
Good old Kui Kui Kui.
There's Devin, folks. We I'm needed back. You literally like 30 seconds ago.
What'd you need me for?
The Blue Beetle's real name, but we found out what it was.
It's
Ted Kord.
Ted Kord. There's been so many.
I know.
Ted Kord, Jaime Reyes. I think there was one other fucker in there somewhere.
But Ted Kord was the original, the first one, I believe.
Yeah, it was one or two.
Yeah. So, after one too many embarrassments, and really wanting his old reputation back.
Yeah, Dan Garrett, Ted Kord, and Jaime Reyes. I think Dan Garrett was Blue Beetle 1. Yeah.
All right. Booster quits the Justice League, and he founds his own team called the Conglomerate, which is a superhero team whose funding is derived from corporate sponsors.
That, of course. Sounds about right.
If I had to guess, and we will mention this a little later, for those of you who watched Smallville, that was probably this version of Booster Gold, because the one in Smallville showed up and he was literally wearing a leather suit, like a leather jacket, like a NASCAR driver, and it was just covered in sponsors.
Yep.
Yep. Booster and his team, which I could not really, I did not go into too, you know, who made up this team, because frankly, we're doing an episode on Booster Gold. I don't care about the conglomerate enough.
But they are a part of Booster Gold.
Motherfuckers.
Booster Gold, Maxi Man, Praxis, Jesse Quick, Nucleon, Gypsy, and Vapor.
Wait, Jesse Quick was part of this?
Yeah, she was. They pulled Jesse Quick into this shit. They did. Can we just talk about Maxi Man for a second?
No, let's not.
I just like to think his only superpower is he always has a maxi pad handy.
What? No, hold on. What's his real power?
I don't know. Superhuman strength, stamina, durability, and speed.
You're breaking up real bad. Like worse than Ross.
Superhuman strength, speed, stamina, and durability. He's low rent Superman.
He's low. Yeah, he's low rent Superman. All right.
Yeah.
He's Maxi. No one cares about Maxi Pad.
Watch my Kotex.
Gypsy's part of this too.
They roped a lot of good people into this, man.
Ugh. Oh,
fucking Reverb too. I actually like Reverb.
All right. Anyway,
all of these apps that we're talking about with Booster Gold.
GNC update, guys.
Problem solved. Are you gonna get your product for $30?
No, I'm going to for $20 because they gave me an extra $10. But I have to go to another store tomorrow. I have to go to another store. But she's like, yeah, I called them. The franchise owner still refused it. She's like, that's totally against our policy. I filed a complaint with the district manager and the finance team. And I'm just going to give you this $10 and call another store for you down the road. They're willing to do it. So whenever you want to go up there, I'm like.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good job.
All right. Let me get through this, because I only have like the next little bit that's actually written out, and then it's going to go back to the whole true, simply unprofessional way of just meandering and fumbling through the rest of this episode. So, Booster and his team of conglomerates, you know, they want to be legitimate heroes, but find that their sponsors compromise that a little too often, and so Booster leaves. The conglomerate changes over time, and they try to, like, form over and over and over again, and it always seems to kind of fail. Now, later on, when an alien comes to Earth, and Ross, you'd mentioned this earlier before the call. When an alien comes to Earth on a rampage, Booster Gold coins the name Doomsday for while battling the entity, Booster's costume's destroyed. Blue Beetle is able to design a new, bulkier costume to replace it, although this costume often malfunctions. During a later battle with Devastator, a servant of the Overmaster, Booster is nearly killed and loses an arm. So, alright, bonus points because he's lost a limb, and he still doesn't quit. Again, Blue Beetle comes to his aid, designing a suit that acts as essentially a life support system, in addition to replacing the powers of Booster's previous costumes, and throws in a cybernetic arm on top of it all. What a pal.
You may. Yeah.
Did we already talk about his son?
No, not yet.
I'm asking.
No, we haven't. Shut up. I haven't gotten there yet.
Whoa.
I didn't want you to just say it. Because we haven't
That's why I didn't just say it. I asked a question.
Ugh. You haven't been here for half the episode.
I've been hearing you.
I'm lost now. Now we're going to go into the whole fumbling of it. I am going to like skip down. So I will mention some of the storylines that he's been in. Obviously, the Justice League. Extreme Justice. I don't know anything about that. Countdown.
Extreme.
Yeah, they do like X Games stuff. Countdown to Infinite Crisis. The Infinite Crisis. Blah 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 blah. 52 and Supernova. He does a stint where he takes on the persona of the Supernova character. That was one of his aliases. He was in The Blackest Night, The Brightest Day, Return of JLI, Flashpoint, blah, 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 New 52, which no one cared about, DC Rebirth, and then Legacy. Now, it is my understanding, Michael John Carter has no actual superpowers, other than it is said that he is a gifted athlete. All of his powers come from essentially tech. Okay.
Yeah.
So he demonstrates under his powers and equipment tab, I guess, on Wikipedia. It says that he demonstrates enough willpower to use the Legion flight ring at range, a feat that few have been able to demonstrate. Booster actually gained his quote-unquote powers from the artifacts he stole from the museum in the future. A power suit, which grants him super strength and wrist blasters, allow him to project force blasts. The wrist blasters contain the primary controls and power supply for the suit, as well as communication equipment. Circuitry from the force field belt, once belonging to Brainiac 5 of the Legion of Superheroes, allows Booster to resist physical and energy attacks. Hey, Devin, real quick, question.
Yes.
Brainiac 5, is that the one from Supergirl?
I don't...
Because he was part of the Legion of Superheroes, right?
Yes, that is the one from Supergirl.
Okay. See, motherfucking Booster Gold steals his belt.
Yeah, there you go.
So he becomes resistant to physical and energy attacks and uses the force field to repel objects with great force and generate a breathable, self-contained environment. The force field centers on Booster's body, but can expand to even project outward. The costume's goggles have infrared and magnifying capabilities. In addition to the powers from his suit, Booster can fly thanks to the Legion ring. Booster can also absorb mass and eject it either in its original form or as melted mass, although this depletes his force field for a time afterwards. So wait, I've never seen him do this.
Wait, what? Read one more time.
Booster can absorb mass and eject it either in its original form or as melted mass. Although this depletes his force field for a short time afterwards. So I'm assuming...
Was that something that was written maybe once or twice?
I don't know, but I just have this...
Technically a power?
I have this vision in my head of like somebody throwing like a stop sign or a street sign at him, and like it hits this force field, melts, goes into his body, and then he just like pukes it back up.
Okay, so here. I'm looking at this right here. It says mass dispersion field. The least used power in all of Booster Gold's arsenal is the mass dispersion field, originally called the mass dispersal force. The mass dispersion field utilizes the force field by reversing polarity to absorb large amounts of mass in either single or multiple objects weighing up to and combining several tons and releasing and redirecting that mass. So he doesn't absorb it. It more like pulls it towards him, it looks like. It like pulls it towards him and then like gets like compressed, and then he can either shoot it back out in his original form or as
up to several tons, so he can like absorb cars and like shoot cars at people.
Actually, the picture I'm looking at right now is him absorbing a car. Yes,
that's awesome.
I hate
it. Looks like it hasn't been used in a while, though. In the rare occasion that Booster has used his power, it has generally been utilized to absorb and redirect projectiles.
I hate everything right now.
You hate it because you kind of like it, don't you?
I do.
That is
exactly it.
Webby, your favorite superhero ever that you didn't know existed is Chew.
Is who?
Chew. You didn't know he existed, but he's your favorite superhero ever.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
I'll tell you after. Finish up your goal.
Ross, what were you saying?
I was going to say, like, thinking about Booster Gold stealing Brainiac 5's belt. Like, for some reason, that just made it pop into my head that, like, Booster Gold is a rogue. Yeah. And that puts a spin on the way that I think about the character.
I guess, yeah. I mean, he is a thief.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
all right, so. Let's see. He was other versions of Booster Gold. As the series Booster Gold features time travel as a major plot element, so we got another time travel-y person, Booster regularly visits alternate timelines where key events in history played differently. Occasionally in Booster Gold and in the Justice League International, alternate versions of Booster from these timelines make appearances. So you're going to get multiple Booster Golds. In Elseworlds, he becomes like a Wild West Booster Gold, Devin. There's one called 1 Million, where the 1 Million version of Booster Gold is a time traveler named Peter Platinum, because Platinum always beats Gold, who appears in Booster Gold Volume 2, Number 1 Million. Based on Booster's reputation... Huh?
I hate all the 1 million. Superman 1 million is completely fucking gold. Batman 1 million looks ridiculous.
Well, on this one, it's based on Booster's reputation as a profiteering posing as a superhero. Platinum admits to Booster that he is pulling the same scam, but more successfully, and assumes Booster is after a cut. His superhero gear is based on technology stolen from Rip Hunter. Who has apparently had several encounters with him to get it back. Then there's the 52 multiverse. Injustice 2, he was in. As I said earlier, he made an appearance in Smallville Season 11. as far as reception of as a superhero. Booster Gold was ranked the 173rd greatest comic book character of all time by Wizard magazine, and IGN ranked him as the 59th greatest comic book hero.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
IGN gives anybody a 10 out of 10. So. And Wizard magazine's no longer in publication. Just saying.
Now, as far as other media goes, television, Booster Gold appears in Justice League Unlimited. He makes it a cameo appearance in Legion of Superheroes.
Really good show.
He appears in Batman: The Brave and the Bold.
My favorite.
He appeared in Smallville. In November 2011, Sci-Fi ordered a Booster Gold television series developed by Greg Berlanti and Andrew Kreisberg. Kreisberg submitted a script in early June 2013. The project, however, never came to fruition.
Well, I mean, it took the motherfucker 2 years, so I mean, that's probably why.
Now, Booster Gold appeared in Robot Chicken, DC Comics special. He appeared in the Justice League Action. And Legends of Tomorrow's executive producer Mark Guggenheim and Phil Klemmer talked about bringing Booster Gold into the series.
I feel like they would need Blue Beetle, though. Like, I feel like he would work better with Blue Beetle in that show.
True.
I really want like an over-the-top, like, sitcom animated series with Booster Gold and Blue Beetle.
I mean, sorry.
Just thinking of, like, the issue and stuff like that.
I'll tell you exactly the show I want. Right.
Yeah.
I want them at like 70 in retirement homes.
Like
those two together, 70, and like every episode they're arguing and they're regaling us about their exploits from the past, and then they keep interjecting each other and fixing the narrative in the way they remember it. That's what I want.
That would be fun.
Sorry about that pause when I was reading. I clicked on something and it stayed on the wiki page, but ended up near, like, somewhere near the middle of the page. So I started reading something else, and it didn't make sense.
It was all the porn.
No, those are always in incognito pages.
Webby's graduated past visual porn. He's now an intellectual. He reads his porn now. He's intellectual.
That's right. So Ross, I did say I was going to spoil something for you.
And yes, that's fine.
Listeners, if you do not want to hear this, please tune out for the next 30 seconds or so. Legends of Tomorrow executive producer Mark Guggenheim and Phil Klemmer talked about bringing Booster Gold into the series. Rip Hunter's true name being Michael is a callback to Booster being his father. Also, some of Booster's character traits are mixed into that of Rip's. So, Booster Gold is Rip Hunter's daddy, and Booster Gold stole Rip Hunter's time sphere in the future to go to the past to begin with.
Ta-da!
So.
Honestly, the only thing I'm excited about for them that happened, I want to see Gideon and Skeets get into a fight. Just get into an argument.
That would be good. As far as films go, in May 2016, it was reported that Zach Stentz would write a Booster Gold film with Greg Berlanti producing it, as well as possibly directing. In September 2016, Berlanti stated the film did not have any connective tissue to the DC Extended Universe at the time. In March 2018, Greg Berlanti stated and confirmed that the Booster Gold film is still in development despite months of inactivity and lack of news reports.
Listen. The best thing he can do is leave it detached from anything that's DC.
I agree with that.
Do not do it. Do not do it.
There is only one film in the DC universe that it would be okay to attach to, but there'd be no reason to do so.
Wonder Woman?
That'd be Wonder Woman.
I was going to say Suicide Squad. I mean, because technically Booster wasn't the Suicide Squad like at one point in time.
They should have pressed the button on him.
If we want to tap into the rumor mill, when I was Googling a little bit about Booster Gold earlier, I saw a name attached to that
Nathan
movie.
Fillion.
No, but that would be fun. That would be fun.
That was the original thought behind it.
I'm thinking a name attached to the director, which is James Gunn.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I did hear something about that.
Yes. Which, frankly, like, really excites me. Like, I'm still really bummed that he's not helming Guardians 3.
Well, I know he's doing Suicide Squad 2.
Is it?
Yeah, he's doing Suicide Squad 2. He signed on to do Suicide Squad 2 for 2020.
I won't lie. If they made a Booster Gold movie, and only if Booster was being played by Nathan Fillion, I would probably see it.
Do you know, in a weird casting, who I could also see playing Booster Gold?
Neil Patrick Harris.
I was going to say the same thing.
That's another one. That's another one. But I was going to say... I could also see Jensen Ackles, but I'd much rather him be
Red Hood.
Jason Todd. Yeah, Red Hood.
Yeah.
But I could definitely see him being a Booster Gold.
Yeah.
And then just for shits and giggles for everybody out there, they should have Misha Collins voice Skeets.
That would be good. Yeah. All right. I mean, that's really all I got. On Booster Gold.
All right, now question for you, Pat. Has talking about Booster Gold this past that a part of the hour, has it changed?
All right,
before you say it, like, it is fun to trash on Booster Gold, because like not only is he the scapegoat of the Justice League, but I think he's the scapegoat of comic fans to some extent too.
He's the scapegoat of DC. Like, he is to DC what Scott Summers is to Marvel.
Yes. I remember first starting to play HeroClix and getting the Booster Gold figures, and no matter who I was playing with, like, there would be a little bit of amount of time before we started playing to shit on Booster Gold, and then we could start playing HeroClix.
I do remember that.
You were one of the people who shot on Booster Gold with me.
Well, yeah. All right. I have been asked this because... people have found out that this... I mean, I stated that this week we were going to be doing Booster Gold. And to do it justice, I was going to do my homework, which hopefully... I hope in the eyes of the listeners and the ears of the listeners here, I've done this justice. I hope that I've actually given you a decent look into Booster Gold as a character and that I haven't gone too far off the rails. And I'm really hoping that I didn't get too many things wrong. I did do my very best to make notes on this and put it in a timely fashion to where it would all make sense. I apologize that I didn't get into the various different timelines, or if I didn't talk about something that, you know, an event that happened that you really enjoyed him being part of. But stating that, I have been asked if... through my research and through doing this episode, if my opinion on Booster Gold has changed. Because my opinion beforehand was I fucking hate Booster Gold and hashtag fuck Booster Gold. Everybody knows my stance. It's a pretty firm stance. I will say, my stance has not changed. I still hate Booster Gold. I still hate him for the original reason why I started hating him. I hate him a little less for the whole theft thing, for reasons why we stated earlier. But yeah, okay, so the original reason why I started hating him was when I first saw Booster Gold. I just saw the character. I didn't know anything about this fucking douchebag. I just saw him. I fucking hated him because instantly I was like, you are DC's Cyclops. This is gross. You got the stupid visor with the fucking open hair top with your fucking hair frilling out like a little fucking pompous ass hat. You know, you should be just... you're a douchebag. You're literally... that's what you should be used as. It's not good. I don't like anything about this character by the way he looks. Okay, and then I started learning a little bit more about the character. I was like, oh, so he's a fucking sellout superhero. I fucking hate this guy even more. But, yeah, no, I mean, originally was the whole Cyclops thing. Because, like, listen, there have been some cool-looking Cyclops uniforms or whatever. Certain artists have drawn Cyclops in a unique fashion to where he does not look like an asshat. For the listeners, I'm referring to, like, the 90s animated X-Men Fox cartoon Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
The blue and yellow suit with the visor and then the fucking brown hair that just poofs out the top, right? It fucking looks stupid. And Booster Gold looks like this.
That's when Booster Gold was created, like, in the mid-80s and, like, into the 90s. Like, that designs comic books in general was fucking terrible.
Oh, it was. It was bad. That being said, like, that has been my main issue with Cyclops over the years, is just the fact that I can't get past how big of a douche he looks. He just looks like a douchebag, and then he's a whiny bitch in the cartoons and in the comics. I don't like anything about him. I'm not doing an episode on Cyclops. No, I will start saying hashtag
that's
fuck
where
Cyclops.
I draw the line. Okay. I draw the line on Cyclops. Fuck Cyclops.
You know, we're going to start doing our sign-offs, hashtag fuck Booster Gold and Cyclops.
We're just going to roll a dice that week.
Yeah, it'll just come up. It'll be 50-50.
The dice of fuck boys.
So to answer your question,
Ross. That's right, you keep pissing us off. We're going to add you to the dice of fuck boys.
That's right. So to answer your question, Ross, no, my stance has not changed. I still hate Booster Gold. If you know me better than anyone.
Emilio Fuckality.
Okay. Now, Ross, as one of my best friends and probably the person I've known the longest, my stance has not changed, if solely the fact that I'm fucking a stubborn prick.
Yes, that's exactly what I was gonna say. I wasn't gonna call you a prick, but stubborn was definitely in there.
Yeah. So I will say that. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be fair.
Devin,
I already knew his stance wasn't.
You're on a call
I already
with
knew
two
his
people.
Stance wasn't going to change when he's like, "Nope, no matter what happens, my stance ain't changing." So I'm like, "Well, even if he falls in love with his character, he will make himself hate this character."
Yeah.
Solely for the fact that he refuses to change his opinion.
Devin is not even. It's not even a question. You're just proudly admitting it too. Like, yeah, you know, there are a lot of aspects about this fucking asshole that are cool, but fuck this asshole.
I mean, I agreed with you earlier, like, the whole, like, that he has potential to have really good and really great story arcs and storylines because of the way his character is created, but nah, fuck him. I'm not gonna, even if he has, like, an awesome fucking story, I'm not gonna read it. Fuck him. I hate fucking Booster Gold. Anyway, like I was gonna say, going back to the whole stubborn thing, Devin, you're on a call with two people who still call Final Fantasy Birds Chocobos, even though we've heard audibly them not call that. Yeah,
it's fine. Also, okay. Let's see where Ross stands on this one. You know what fucking way we did to me the other day?
Oh god.
Fucking writes out electronic mail.
Oh, hold on. I want to read this verbatim. Ross, hold on. I needed to get Edquist's email address, right? Because we were gonna mail. We did a distractions recording, and we were gonna send him the Craig files for it because he edits the distractions episode. So I put, "Yo, Edquist, what your electronic mail address?" And then Devin was like, "You know what? I hate everything about what you just said. This really irks me, and I can't believe that you didn't abbreviate like." Address, and then I promptly put in the little star, and I put Addy, not address.
I'm looking at the details of yes. We do a podcast, Jamie and I, my wife and I do a podcast called Finishing the Season, and it's all about musical theater stuff and us just being on microphones. The latest episode, which actually came out today. I said, if you have a topic for us to discuss, drop us a message in our electric mailbox. Literally put that in the show notes.
I
bam.
I,
Bam! There you go, Devin. Oh, electronic mail.
Fucking. I'm siding with the massholes on this one. Fuck you. Fuck all of you.
Yeah. Good times. All right. So we've reached a little over an hour. So that's actually right around where we're going to end this episode anyway. Devin, we've kind of broken you at this point. Do you have anything that you'd like to add at the tail end?
In regards to this, no, but I do have a question for you guys. Because I kind of want to see Webby's reaction. I want to get Webby's reaction. Webby, I know next week we were talking about Vampire Hunter D, right?
Yeah.
We're going to do Vampire Hunter D next week. I'm willing to put that off a week.
Okay.
I really want you to watch about 3 to 5 episodes of Baki on Netflix.
I don't know what this is. What are the words it's you speak?
Baki, B-A-K-I.
Hold on, I have to write anime. This down.
It's an anime on Netflix.
So you're going to have me watch an anime, and this isn't even a Devin anime special where you're going to have me watch like 3?
No, no, no. This is, because it's freaking ridiculous. It is like the buffest dudes you've ever seen ever in life beating the shit out of each other, and basically, imagine two people.
Oh, is playing, this your, imagine two is this your mortal, new...
My new, like, obsession? Weird obsession. Well, like, I've seen Baki in the past. I remade it. But I want you to watch it. Because imagine two way more muscled individuals than they ever should be fighting each other.
So people at GNC fighting each other.
Sure. Yes. And just every move is just a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Okay. I'm kind of behind
still
this.
Manage to, and they still manage to walk away.
Oh, man. I don't like this already.
Like, they still managed to walk away from it.
You had me
at
fatality,
part.
And then you lost me at they walk like, away from it.
This one, I mean, they still get real fucked up. Like, this one guy tackled a dude off the top of a roller coaster and, like, slammed him into the ground and then stands up like, it's all good. Like, no, it's not. Either one of you. No. Another guy gets shot in the legs, like, 7 times. Still standing, by the way.
Well,
still
it is
standing.
Anime.
Gets curb stomped, but it's ridiculous, but it's also the greatest thing ever. So I need you now, to watch that. We're just gonna do okay.
I'll tell you what. I'll make you a deal, Devin.
Yes.
I wrote down on my little notepad here, Baki, mm-hmm. B-A-K-I.
Yes.
- Netflix because it's on Netflix now.
Yeah, it's.
You want me to watch?
You just
watch 3 to 5 episodes.
They're half an hour, so I mean, and we're going to chuck through them relatively quick. I mean, because I'm not covering the plot of Baki, unless that's you really want to cover the plot of Baki.
We'll talk about Baki. Now, I will watch this.
I already know where this is going.
I doubt you do. I doubt you do. Where do you think this is going, Devin?
You're going to make me say something or do something. What is it?
I want you to tell me something.
What do you want me to tell you?
What is the name of that anime where it's all about cooking? Remember that food anime you told me about a long time
that
ago?
That is a show that's near and dear to my heart. That is Food Wars. But the actual title is Shokugeki no Soma. You won't know how to write that down, so I will Discord
hold on.
You.
Shokugeki no Homa?
No Soma.
No Soma.
Yep.
Okay. I wrote it out phonetically. Shokugeki no Soma.
You're actually really close.
Bam! See, I've watched so much anime, I almost know how to spell
it. The only thing is you added an H. You added an H in there in Shokugeki. Drop that H towards the end, wherever you put that at. Where is it? G-E-U-G-E-K-I. HKI or whatever you did?
GEKHI.
Yeah, drop that H.
Other than that, I got it.
Shokugeki. Yeah. And then Soma, Soma.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Good job.
Man, I'm watching too much anime. I'm starting to spell stuff right.
You are.
You need to, like, pull back a little bit on the anime reins there until I can.
Baki's dubbed. Baki's dubbed.
Well, that's good.
So you don't have to worry about that. Vampire Hunter D was also dubbed. Which, Ross, have you ever seen Vampire Hunter D?
No, it's been on my list for a long time, though.
I think you should enjoy. I think you'll enjoy it. There are some links I sent to Webby. I gotta find them. There's some links I sent to Webby where I found them on the.
Hold on.
On the YouTubes.
That'd be great. Yeah.
If you had to give a one sentence description of this Shokugeki no Soma to Ross to describe the show, how would you describe this show?
One sentence or like quick summary?
Start with one sentence and you can kind of continue from there.
Okay. Dragon Ball Z meets cooking.
I'm in.
I thought it was all about food and boobs.
No, it is. But let me explain. So I want to say Dragon Ball Z intensity meets cooking.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Anime Chef Ramsay.
Battle Chef Brigade, it's called?
Yes. It's, here, I'll just pop it in this bad boy for you.
Oh, hell.
It is totally 100% worth the watch.
Listen, all I know is you had me when you first told me about it. You're like, dude, it's a show about cooking and boobs.
Yeah, I mean, it's legitimately more, you know, basically the food is so good that clothes explode. That's
and see, that's the sentence you should have led with.
Well, no, I mean, like, this whole idea of like action cooking is really, really interesting to me. So. That's great.
This is an official video. Top 5 Food Wars Foodgasms.
Is this on Verve?
It should be on Verve for sure.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Oh my god.
The only other request I have for you, Devin, is by next week's SU when we talk about Baki, you need to fix your audio.
I don't know what's wrong. I can fix this. No problem.
You still got your crackling noise or whatever.
I don't know why.
I don't know either.
At the same time, I'm tired and I know. I don't like figuring shit out. So. Yeah,
that's why I said by next week. That's all. But is there anything else that you'd like to add for tonight's episode? That? Huh?
Is that better?
It is better for now.
Okay, it's this cord. I'm just gonna swap this cord out. I think.
But was there anything else that you'd like to add to our Booster Gold episode?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Ross, was there anything that you'd like to add as a closing argument or a closing statement?
Well, I think it was pretty good. I think we did a fairly balanced job of shitting and praising Booster Gold tonight.
Now, I have a question for both of you. Because Devin, I know you weren't technically quote unquote here, but you were here. You were listening. Do both of you feel like I have succeeded on my statement of doing Booster Gold justice with this episode and actually doing a fair SU?
You did a real review. Yes, there were comments and shots in there, that which is fine. Maybe that was to be expected. You did a real review. I think you did it justice. And I absolutely agree.
All right. What about you, Ross?
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. Yep, I'm right there with you.
All right. So hopefully the listeners agree. And my closing statement for the evening. I'll tell you at the end of the episode. So, where can people find you on the internet, Ross?
You can find me at rossmalcolmboyd.com or rossandjamieadventure.com.
Oh, another website. All right.
Yeah, if you're into the music stuff, just go to rossmalcolmboyd.com. If you're interested in travel blogging and ice cream and music, then go to rossandjamieadventure.com.
And Devin, where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me on Twitter at DMP_Pookie and on Twitch at Pookie Killed Me.
And as always, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jax Forest Walker, all one word, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/DMWebby. And I do have an Instagram, Devin.
Webster 52.
Oh, Ross this week.
Oh, sneaking it in there.
Yeah.
Megan.
Everyone remembers my Instagram but me. I love it.
But you.
I love it. So yeah, you guys can go follow me there. I post funny pictures from time to time. And as always, everybody, my closing statement for this episode, fuck Booster Gold.
Fuck Booster Gold.
And outro. Now, since we do talk about the outro.
We do talk during the outro, but I will say this. I heard during the intro you were yelling at Ross, but we don't talk during the intro.
That was before the intro.
If anyone can talk on the intro, it is the man that wrote the intro.
No. But I do have a question for Ross. Am I going to get my Christmas gift of Proud of My Rhinoceros?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Am I going to get it by Christmas?
Yes.
Alright.
You might not get the original, because I'm going to record a fresh one for you, but I've got a couple, live recordings and stuff like that I'm going to send your way.
I'm very proud of my rhinoceros.